Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I normally focus my comments on one topic, but this season there's so many issues in our community and world. I'll try a shotgun approach, and you let me know if my buckshot hits your area of interest. First, there's a decision announced recently by Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher that football will continue at HSU into the foreseeable future. It seems that the community found enough boosters who put their money forth to support local college football. I'm glad for the coach and players that they can continue to play the exhilarating sport of football. However, I do not think it would have been disastrous had football gone away because many fine universities have no football program at all. And some universities, they have football becoming the tail that wags the university dog. The main purpose of university is, after all, to educate students, not field a football team or any intercollegiate athletics. I think it is therefore fair that the people who love the sports are the people who are now supporting them. Second, perhaps related, was an article about a group of lawyers who are suing the state of California because so many children cannot read. If true, I have no reason to believe it's not. I'm also alarmed, but I wonder if suing our state is really any kind of a solution. I personally think these lawyers' time could be better spent, buying a bunch of books for underprivileged kids and reading to them. My solution? Parents. It's up to the parents to make the kids literate. Buy books, turn off the TV, take away their smartphones, read, 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 read until it's up to their ears and they're sick of it. Well, at least try. Third, a 56-year-old transient man was found dead in Eureka a few days ago. Another man was shot in Manila last week, so that makes two for two. 2 weeks, two homicides in our county. That's two too many. We have a horrendously high homicide rate in Humboldt County and across our country. Life is cheap on the streets, I guess, and there's no quick fix. But once again, I think a lot of this has to do with the loosening bonds of covenantal relationships that used to glue us together, like church, family, friends, relatives, parents who used to read books to their children rather than let them play with electronic babysitters or watch TV all day. Fourth, in spite of the mayhem in our community and world, we should not forget the good stuff. Holiday season is upon us. The all-season orchestra is playing. The Nutcracker's coming to the Arkley Center. St. Olaf University Choir's coming somewhere here in Humboldt County. Moreover, the spirit of charitable giving is in full swing with the Sheriff's Department raising money by growing beers so the kids from the Boys and Girls Club can get gifts for Christmas. Finally, speaking of charitable giving, thanks Coast Central Credit Union for the $50,000 grant to six organizations through their community investment program. I'm glad you're recognizing Dean Christensen for his many years of community support by naming the program after him. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.